local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the five, and your texts. It's Pensacola right now.
We welcome you into hour number two of Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin on News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, and dependable. As always, thanks so much for tuning in, making us part of your drive home. Happy Friday and happy weekend. Hope you've got awesome plans, whether it's nothing at all or you're jam-packed all weekend long. We hope you enjoy it. We certainly plan on doing that. Busy second hour here. We will start right off with today's top three stories. Migrants from the Gaza Strip have made their way across the ocean and have landed at the Texas border with Mexico, where they are claiming asylum. The director of the National Intelligence downplaying the threat, though, at a Senate hearing.
We haven't seen Hamas directing, essentially, folks to come into the United States to engage in attacks from the Gaza conflict.
She admitted that could change, but currently the bigger threat comes from Hamas inspiring homegrown terrorists. The sheriff of Terrell County, Texas, says the people from the Gaza Strip crossed along with a large group of Central Americans, and they surrendered to Border Patrol near Eagle Pass, Texas. Russia's war on Ukraine unlikely to end anytime soon.
Russia is making incremental progress on the battlefield with the potential for tactical breakthroughs along the front lines in areas such as Donetsk and Kharkiv.
From the same Senate hearing, Russia has intensified strikes on Ukraine's infrastructure to hamper Kyiv's ability to move arms and troops, slow defense production, and force it to consider negotiations. Also, the 210 pro-Palestinian protesters who were arrested at UCLA yesterday have been released from jail. Everybody who was arrested refused to follow several dispersal orders and did not leave a week-old encampment. LA's public defender says the protesters were booked into jail and cited, but not charged with crimes. It's a look at our top three stories today. We'll get local headlines, a lot happening there too as well, right after traffic and weather together.
Thank you very much, Joe. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Call us today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. It was a pretty smooth sailing hour, all things considered, last hour during the 4 o'clock block. Now we are looking at just a couple of issues here. Gulf Beach Highway traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive and Pine Forest Road if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile or southbound coming from 9 Mile. Outside of that, though, there doesn't appear to be much just going to hold you up for too long.
This weekend, we'll have a mix of sun and clouds with high temperatures, mainly between 80 and 85 degrees. The inland area is a little bit warmer. Not really much of a chance for any rain at all. Overnight lows will be in the 60s, and we could see some patchy fog during the overnight hours. Enjoy the weekend. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you very much, Alan. Appreciate it. Escambia County EMS Chief David Torsell resigning today. EMS has come under intense scrutiny in recent months with widespread reports of held calls, and in February, the union representing paramedics and EMTs issued a vote of no confidence over what they described as a toxic work culture. Last week, the county announced that $5,000 sign-on bonuses would be available to new full-time paramedics agreeing to a three-year contract. Along those lines, last night, commissioners voted to approve paying out a $5 million settlement in the whistleblower lawsuit filed by the former EMS director, Ramey Edler. The settlement was approved after commissioners and attorneys held a closed-door shade meeting. The settlement will be paid out over 3 years. $3.5 million is going to the U.S. government, the remaining $1.5 million to Edler. A separate $950,000 settlement was approved on another lawsuit filed by Edler. The lawsuit centered on the former EMS director's allegations that Escambia County committed fraud by providing ambulance service without qualified personnel and upcoded service claims to charge Medicare more money. As part of the settlements, county commissioners denied knowledge or participation in the illegal conduct. Escambia County man now in custody in connection to a homicide from earlier this year. According to Channel 3, 28-year-old Alexander Deloach is charged with homicide along with vehicle theft, drug possession, and five counts of aggravated assault on law enforcement. The charges stem from a shooting at a home on Moore Avenue in February. At the time, the sheriff's office said both Deloach and 27-year-old D'Angelo Cook Humphreys were suspects, and at this time, Cook Humphreys remains at large. And also the Florida Department of Health releasing a scathing report centered on the Gulf Breeze plastic surgeon who was operating on his wife before she died. According to the PNJ, the state issued an emergency order to revoke Dr. Ben Brown's medical license, with State Surgeon General Joe Latipo saying that Brown presented a danger to the health, welfare, and safety of the public due to his inability or unwillingness to follow medical procedures. Brown's wife Hillary died in November last year after she became unresponsive while he was performing several operations, including a lip injection, arm liposuction, and ear adjustment. Finally, just down the road, NCAA Women's Beach Volleyball Tournament started today in Gulf Shores.
You've got a very competitive field, I think, in any one of these matches, especially with single elimination. Anybody can win on any given day, and so it's going to be really exciting here for the teams.
NCAA Director of Championships Kristen Fassbender with Channel 3. Gulf Shores has hosted the tournament since 2016, and last year brought over $1 million worth of economic impact to the area. Next year, though, the tournament will be moving to California. Gulf Breeze officials say they've put in a bid to hopefully bring it back in 2027. We'll take a break there. Look at our state and national news next on Pensacola right now.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Do you ever feel powerless? Powerless to change your circumstances? So did the man at the Pool of Bethesda in John chapter 5. This man had an infirmity that rendered him powerless for 38 years. Do you know what changed everything for this man? It was the day he met Jesus. The powerless man met the powerful Son of God. Jesus said unto him, "Rise, take up thy bed and walk." And immediately this man picked up his bed and walked for the first time in 38 years. I don't know what it is that's making you feel powerless, whether it's financial, physical, or relational, but I do know that the all-powerful God can meet your need if you'll put your faith in Him.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Greater Pensacola's leaders are in the tallest buildings and smallest shops. And they come together here to drive growth in innovation, to bridge industries, to share fresh ideas, and to understand how they can play a part in Greater Pensacola's success. The Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. We believe local businesses are the cornerstone of a great community.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked a lot about concurrency, impact fees, and mobility fees, and the Escambia County Commission's discussion of discussing those very things. Also, the Bay Center is a $10 million patch lipstick on a pig or an improvement necessary to keep the facility running. Also talked about Joe Biden's speech yesterday about the campus protesters. I thought it was a good speech. And, of course, the Transgressors Memorial Service, where we found out about how emails got to go. You can listen to all of those segments on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
This is Pastor Carl Gallops of the Hickory Hammock Baptist Church here in Milton. If you're looking for a church family that is truly amazing, let me invite you to come and worship with us this Sunday. Here's what you'll find: a church whose doors are open to all people wishing to worship and serve the Lord. You'll find a church where the exaltation of Jesus and the accurate preaching and teaching of the contextual Word of God is the centerpiece. You'll find a consistently solid, peaceful, and friendly family of multiplied hundreds of people. You'll find dynamic, spirit-filled worship services, youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, men and women's ministries, praise teams, choirs, ensembles, and drama ministries. Plenty of opportunity for Bible study and guidance for your Christian life. In other words, when you and your family get up on Sunday mornings from now on, you'll say, "Oh, good, it's time to go to church." For directions and worship service times, look us up in the phone book or call the church office at 623-8959 or visit us on the web at www.hickoryhammockbaptist.org. And then we'll see you Sunday.
As she stared at me through the window, I realized the time we spent in the backyard on her trailer just wasn't fulfilling. We used to have so much fun on the water. I just couldn't crank her up. But Key Marine did. Fun days on the bay are back. And my Yamaha outboard runs better than ever.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. Key Marine, your Yamaha outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola. Google Key Marine or find them on Facebook.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Find out how to dress for the changing Florida weather with Jan Wells. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknight 7 to 10 before WEAR-TV News on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Five 22 here, News Radio Pensacola. Joe and Austin on Pensacola right now, ushering you into your weekend. Thanks so much for tuning in on this Friday. A lot to get to still. A very busy first segment here with top three stories in local headlines, state and national news now. Engines and cash registers revving up with the F1 race. Big weekend in South Florida.
We find that hotels are full of F1 enthusiasts and people that are traveling from around the globe to come to this incredible race that happens now the first week of every May.
Area business leaders ready to reap the rewards as the best drivers in the world take over Hard Rock Stadium and the Miami International Autodrome. $450 million injected into the South Florida economy last year's event.
And an investigation is underway after 30 sailors and Marines were injured during a training exercise off the coast of Jacksonville. It happened on Wednesday night as the military personnel were operating two landing craft and air cushions deployed from the USS Wasp and the USS New York. Five of the sailors and Marines were evacuated to Savannah Memorial University Medical Center for treatment. All but one have since been released, and those with minor injuries were treated aboard the ships.
Florida's manatee mortality rate is slightly lower than this time last year. Fish and Wildlife releasing new data saying 230 manatees have died so far this year. That's 41 fewer than the first 4 months of 2023. To help support the manatees' habitat, the state allocating $100 million for projects aimed at restoring the Indian River Lagoon.
I got to tell you, I've looked at like manatees on TikTok and stuff.
Yeah.
That's got to be top three favorite animal of mine.
Yeah, you know, I've not necessarily a dream of mine, but I do want to see one live like in the wild, you know?
I know.
Because I don't know if it's that particular, the Indian River Lagoon or whatever that people go to a lot. You can't touch them, right? But
nah. You
can go on kayaks or whatever and,
be around them. And that's what sucks. You can't touch them because they'll develop affection and trust towards people, and sometimes that can be harmful if, like, they go near a boat or something. It's just, it's a shame, really. Lastly here in your state headlines, flags will fly at half staff across Florida over the weekend to pay respects to first responders who lost their lives in the line of duty. In honor of National Fallen Firefighters Memorial Weekend, Governor Ron DeSantis says that the order will remain in place from sunrise tomorrow until sunset on Sunday. The 43rd annual tribute will commemorate more than 200 firefighters, 89 of whom passed away last year. Just about 5:25 here. Another very quick check of the roads and weather just in time. Let's see, Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile still giving us some trouble. Same if you're traveling southbound on Pine Forest towards I-10 in that same area there. Outside of that, it's just some backups on Gulf Beach Highway traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive. And let's see, outside of Pensacola, may have some issues here and there on Caroline Street, especially if you're traveling eastbound towards downtown Milton coming from Dogwood Drive, but that is very minor. Meanwhile, Gulf Breeze Parkway and Navarre Parkway looking clear as well, so there's not much that's going to hold you up at this time.
This weekend's weather calls for a mix of sun and clouds with high temperatures mainly between 80 and 85 degrees. Maybe a little bit warmer for some of those inland areas. And overnight lows are going to be down in the 60s. Something to look out for overnight, a bit of patchy fog may develop. We could see that as we head toward the morning hours. And also the rain chance very, very low. If you're headed to the beach, there is a moderate risk of rip currents expected both Saturday and Sunday. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, very good. 525 here, looking at our national news. Russian forces and U.S. troops operating out of the same military base in Niger. Reports say Russian forces are using a separate hangar at the base and not mingling with U.S. troops. Obviously, tensions between the countries heating up over the war in Ukraine. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, though, downplaying any risks, saying that Russians do not have access to U.S. forces or equipment.
And the Alabama Supreme Court has authorized the second execution of a death row inmate with the use of nitrogen gas. The decision was handed down Thursday after Attorney General Steve Marshall requested the alternative method be used to execute Alan Eugene Miller, a man who survived a lethal injection attempt in 2022.
In suburban Houston, areas under mandatory evacuations as floodwaters caused the San Jacinto River to continue to rise. More than 9 inches of rain has fallen and the river is running 20 feet above normal. Experts predict it will surge another 8 feet today. And if that happens, it'll be close to the flood levels experienced during Hurricane Harvey.
And the NYPD confirms that an officer accidentally fired his gun while police were clearing protesters at Columbia University.
He made the decision to transition his firearm from his dominant hand to his non-dominant hand so he could better try to gain access to the office. With that, he unintentionally pulled the trigger of his weapon.
Officials say that a veteran emergency service unit sergeant was trying to gain entry into a locked office in Hamilton Hall Tuesday when the gun unintentionally went off. No one was injured, luckily, but the incident occurred while the officers in riot gear were trying to clear out the violent protesters that forcibly took over the hall.
Wall Street closing sharply higher to cap a winning week. Stocks soaring with major indexes gaining more than 1% each following April's weaker-than-expected job growth and wage gains. Fresh data and easing inflation fears and raised hope of Federal Reserve rate cuts. Dow Jones Industrial up 450 points to 38,675. The S&P 500 added 63 to 51,27. And the NASDAQ jumped 315 to 16,156. If you're just checking in with us and didn't catch our top stories of the day, migrants from the Gaza Strip making their way across the ocean and landed at the Texas border with Mexico, where they are claiming asylum. Russia's war on Ukraine unlikely to end anytime soon, according to the Director of National Intelligence, saying that Russia has intensified strikes on Ukraine's infrastructure to hamper their ability to move arms and troops. And pro-Palestinian protesters who were arrested at UCLA's campus have been released from jail, with the public defender's office saying that protesters were booked and cited but not charged with any crimes. And then here locally, a lot happening here. Scambia County EMS Chief David Torsell resigning today from his position. His last day will be August 1st. EMS has, of course, come under intense scrutiny in recent months. Back in February, the union issuing a vote of no confidence over what they described as a toxic work culture. Florida Department of Health releasing a scathing report on the Gulf Breeze plastic surgeon who was operating on his wife before she died. The state issued an emergency order to revoke Dr. Ben Brown's medical license, with State Surgeon General Joe Latipo saying that Brown presented a danger to the health, welfare, and safety of the public due to inability or unwillingness to follow medical procedures. Also in Orange Beach, police say a man died after he crashed into the Intracoastal Waterway during a high-speed pursuit. That happened after police received a report of a car striking a pedestrian on Canal Road. After trying to conduct a traffic stop, the driver sped away, led officers on a chase that ended at the Tacky Jacks, with the investigators saying the suspect was not able to navigate the turn and mishandled the car and then ended up in the water and then submerged. So pretty frightening one there. 5:30, we'll take a break on that note. When we return, looking at our sports news, health, business, and science, pop culture, entertainment, wacky and weird, and good news, of course, to finish off the hour. Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin on News Radio Pensacola.
John Saucier, Texas Congressman Henry Cuellar and his wife indicted on conspiracy and bribery charges. The Department of Justice says from 2014 through 21, Cuellar and his wife accepted almost $600,000 in bribes from an Azerbaijan-controlled energy company and a bank in Mexico. In exchange, Cuellar agreed to advance the interests of the country and the bank in the United States. The congressman and his wife released on $100,000 bond each. In a statement, the couple says they're innocent of these allegations. Palestinians in Rafah bracing for potential military operation by Israel deeper into southern Gaza. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says the administration hasn't seen a plan for Israeli forces going into Rafah.
We have said, and you all have heard us say, there's more than a million Palestinian civilians living seeking refuge in Rafah, and we want to make sure that they are their lives are protected.
America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Frank Miller with Your Money Now. Well, the cleanup and restoration efforts continue of Baltimore's Francis Scott Key Bridge. Officials say, though, that repairs and rebuilding could cost nearly $2 billion. That's according to insurance claims that were filed this week. The Maryland Department of Transportation says that rebuilding should be completed by fall of 2028. Estimated cost between $1.7 and $1.9 billion. Now, the bridge collapsed after it was struck by a cargo ship back in late March and killed six people on the bridge. It's considered to be one of the country's busiest shipping ports. And it was once a popular mall destination for teen apparel. It's now going out of business. Pittsburgh-based Rue 21 says that it's filed for bankruptcy for the third time in its history. The company says it has about $200 million in debt and nearly 5,000 employees. The chain has stores in about 45 states across the country, which are set to close within the next 4 to 6 weeks. On Wall Street, stocks finished with some gains today. Apple, one of the bright spots in the Dow, the S&P and NASDAQ posting strong gains as well. That's Your Money Now.
This ad furnished by Nesman.
This is Zach Gelb with Sports Minute, sponsored by BetMGM. Download the BetMGM app today. Please gamble responsibly. Last night, Patrick Beverley threw a basketball multiple times into the crowd, and on the first attempt, the ball hit a woman. Then after the game, he blocked longtime producer Melinda Adams from doing her job because Pat was crying that Adams doesn't subscribe to his podcast. Adam Silver needs to have the backbone here. He can't be spineless Silver, and he must hand out a significant suspension. I'm Zach Gelb.
Don't sweat a swing and miss thanks to insurance tokens from BetMGM. Add an MLB wager to your bet slip and activate your bet insurance token. If your bet with the token applied doesn't hit, you'll get your stake back in bonus bets up to a specified maximum amount. That's another chance to step up to the plate and bet on the action out there on the diamond. Go to your BetMGM account today to claim your bet insurance token and get your stake back in bonus bets if your MLB wager using the token doesn't win. Only at BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks and official sports betting partner of MLB. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to gamble responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 years of age or older. This U.S. promotional offer is not available in D.C., Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, call 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, call 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, call 1-800-981-0023. For West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Moments like making my kids my famous meatballs mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably? It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp. I can probably hit the green from here.
Probably.
Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Advertising, marketing, digital marketing. These are all words you hear a lot about in today's world. But what do they mean? How do you get started? You can start by tuning into the Pensacola Expert Panel this Monday at 10:30 a.m. Join me, Lexi Mendoza, and I'll show you how to navigate the fast-growing landscape of digital advertising this Monday at 10:30 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
News Radio Pensacola has you covered no matter where you are or how you like to listen. Tune into our frequencies on 92.3 FM, 95.3 FM, and AM 1620 for the latest breaking news, local updates, and in-depth analysis. Can't be near a radio? No problem. Stream us live on our website or through our convenient app. Available for download on your mobile device. Plus, with our smart device integration, you can ask your virtual assistant to play News Radio 92.3 and we'll be right there with you. It's News Radio Pensacola.
Celebrate you, baby. I have to praise you like I should.
Pensacola right now on News Radio. Sorry, I wanted to wait for the beat drop there. Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola, just after 5:35 here. We'll get another very quick check of the roads and weather. Not a ton going on the roads so far this evening. Very happy to report that. Just got a few things here. Let's see. Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, or southbound coming from 9 Mile and approaching I-10. It's going to give you some problems going both ways there still. Same could be said for Gulf Beach Highway, traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive, and Blue Angel Parkway, traveling southbound towards Dog Track Road. Outside of those few areas, though, there doesn't appear to be much that's going to hold you up.
All right. Thank you very much. Taking a look at our forecast.
This weekend, we'll have a mix of sun and clouds with high temperatures, mainly between 80 and 85 degrees. The inland area is a little bit warmer. Not really much of a chance for any rain at all. Overnight lows will be in the 60s, and we could see some patchy fog during the overnight hours. Enjoy the weekend. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you very much. 5:38 is the time. Austin, we've got some games getting underway in the next half hour with some big implications.
Yes, we do, Joe. Starting with the NBA, we got the ESPN doubleheader, Cavs at Magic getting underway. And as you said, just about 20 minutes, maybe closer to half an hour. It's going to be at 6 o'clock officially. That's when coverage begins. It's going to be followed by Clippers at Mavericks at 8:30. The Magic and Clippers are both facing elimination. So if you're fans of either of those teams, cross your fingers.
Well, and you know, we'll get to the hockey in a second, but I mean, we're dead wrong, both of us dead wrong on the Maple Leafs Bruins yesterday.
Really?
Maple Leafs got it done without Austin Matthews. And I say that to say that I have no idea. The Mavericks are at home. They're up 3-2, but both teams have been Jekyll and Hyde just on different nights.
You're absolutely right. And so, the Magic and Cavs have been the same way. They have been 2-4-5 matchups in their truest forms. You got to appreciate that regardless of who you're rooting for there. But yes, you did just mention the Maple Leafs. Moving over to the NHL, we got a TNT doubleheader starting at 6 o'clock as well. Canucks at Predators, followed by Stars at Golden Knights at 9 o'clock. The Predators and Knights facing elimination there as well. MLB, just some local teams playing tonight. Braves at Dodgers at 9:10. Rays facing the Mets at 5:50. So that's going to start in a little over 10 minutes. We'll have a score update on that for you in hour three. And Marlins at Athletics at 8:40 on ESPN+. So keep on the lookout for those. And then just a few headlines here swirling around. Looking at the NBA, the Lakers have fired head coach Darvin Ham. He was only there for two seasons, went 90-74. They just made the Western Conference Finals last year. That's as scapegoat as it gets. In the NFL, Odell Beckham Jr. has agreed to a one-year deal with the Miami Dolphins. He last played for the Baltimore Ravens. He's kind of fallen out of favor a bit for a few reasons. He's bounced from team to team, you know, had some limited impact, had some injury concerns here and there, but good for him. Hopefully he will do Miami proud. And a couple of other wide receivers are landing in different places today. Chase Claypool to the Bills and DJ Chark Jr. to the Chargers. And then lastly here, the most exciting 2 minutes in sports is near as the 150th running of the Kentucky Derby takes place Saturday at Churchill Downs in Louisville. The current favorite, Fierceness, will start from the 17th post position, while second favorite, Sierra Leone, is starting out of the number two gate. Fierceness is running at 5-2 odds, and Sierra Leone at 3-1. For those who like betting on the long shot, we've got West Saratoga, Grand Mo the First, and Society Man running at 50-1 odds.
All right, very good. Health, business, and science notes today. A Chinese probe is on its way to the far side of the moon. The uncrewed lunar mission was launched today from South China. It's a 53-day mission to bring back samples from a crater on the moon's dark side. The probe will also attempt to launch from the far side and bring the samples back in what would be a first for civilization.
And Joe, you mentioned last hour, you're kind of surprised we haven't tried that yet.
Maybe.
We got a man walking on that thing over 50 years ago, almost 60.
Allegedly, unless you don't believe that.
Yeah. Stay woke, everybody. The moon thing, I don't know about
that. It's a good question. Maybe if we can get an exclusive with NASA Administrator Bill Nelson, maybe he'll tell us exactly why we haven't tried to get a moon rock from the dark side.
If we could land that interview, I would be more impressed by that than anything we could do to the moon, personally. The maker of popular drugs Ozempic and Wegovy, used for weight loss, is raising its profit outlook for the year.
Novo Nordisk both raised its 2024 outlook and delivered better than expected Q1 results, as Ozempic and Wegovy continues to grow in demand.
The Danish firm says it's also racing to boost output to meet demand with a more than $6 billion investment as the popularity of their medications surge in the U.S. Ozempic and Wegovy, originally used to treat diabetes, are being heralded for their weight loss abilities.
Airbnb has a new category.
On Wednesday, the online vacation rental company introduced Icons. Folks have a chance to stay in places themed after movies, television shows, and more. Some notable places include a house in New Mexico, which resembles the one in Disney Pixar's Up, a New York mansion based off Marvel's X-Men 97, and a Ferrari museum in Italy. Users can request a stay via the Airbnb app and will be chosen by a lottery. I'm Matt Mattinson.
I assume, Austin, that the music that was played there, that is that like a theme to Up or something? I'm not familiar with it.
I've heard the tune, but it's funny you mentioned that. Just when it was playing, I was trying to think, where do I know that from? Okay. It's got to be something Disney related. I'll see if I can find it in a minute. I don't think it's Up, though, but I don't know. Let's see. Toxic workplaces are causing 1 in 5 American workers to leave their current positions. That's according to a new survey from the American Psychological Association, which showed that 19% of employees in the U.S. say that their workplace is somewhat or very toxic. Those who reported a toxic workplace also were shown to be more than 3 times as likely to say they've experienced harm to their mental health or at work.
And Chipotle giving healthcare professionals a chance to win one of 100,000 free burritos next week. It's in conjunction with National Nurses Week from May 6th through the 12th. Healthcare pros can sign up for their free coupon at healthcare.chipotle.com. Winners will be notified during the week of May 13th. So I think you'll have to do some sort of verification that you're a healthcare employee, but
Yeah, well, okay. So if you're a healthcare worker, get out there and get a burrito, I suppose.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just about 5:45 here, another very quick check of the roads and weather. Pine Forest still giving us trouble if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile or southbound coming from 9 Mile. Gulf Beach Highway traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive. We still got some backups over there, but they do appear to be lessening some. Same can be said for Blue Angel Parkway if you're traveling southbound towards Dog Track Road. Outside of that, there doesn't appear to be much that's going to hold you up for too long.
All right, looking at our weekend forecast.
This weekend's weather calls for a mix of sun and clouds with high temperatures mainly between 80 and 85 degrees. Maybe a little bit warmer for some of those inland areas. And overnight lows are going to be down in the 60s. Something to look out for overnight, a bit of patchy fog may develop. We could see that as we head toward the morning hours. And also the rain chance very, very low. If you're headed to the beach, there is a moderate risk of rip currents expected both Saturday and Sunday. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Pop culture notes. Another loss this week in the rock and roll world is ELO keyboardist Richard Tandy has died at the age of 76. Tandy originally joined Electric Light Orchestra in 1972 as a bassist and moved to keyboards following the departure of Roy Wood.
I'm assuming you know who ELO is. I'm going to ask you in the first hour.
No.
Really? Well, you know songs by him because I played them for bumper music.
Okay.
President Biden is awarding 19 people the Presidential Medal of Freedom, the nation's highest civilian honor. Trailblazing actors and athletes will be honored, including Michelle Yeoh, the first person of Asian descent to win the Best Actress Oscar, and Katie Ledecky, an Olympic swimmer with 7 gold medals. Fellow Olympian Native American Jim Thorpe and civil rights leader Medgar Evers will be among those honored posthumously.
Yeah. Britney Spears is downplaying an incident that left her injured last night. TMZ originally reported police were called after reports of a disturbance, which allegedly led to a fight between Spears and her boyfriend. She, on a video, showed a twisted ankle, which said she suffered after doing a leap in an L.A. hotel room. Spears says paramedics did come to her hotel room, but she refused treatment.
Well, I hope it wasn't anything severe. I hope it was just a frivolous leap. Yeah. Luke Combs is breaking records on his Growing Up and Getting Old tour. His two-night stand at American Family Field in Milwaukee attracted almost 91,000 fans, a two-night record for the venue. He played to similar numbers during his two nights in Buffalo, New York, setting a record there as well. And he also set the record for highest-selling and highest-grossing concert at Penn State's Beaver Stadium.
Got a couple minutes left here. We'll get you caught up if you're just joining us on the top three stories of the day. A lot happening here locally with the Florida Department of Health releasing a scathing report on the Gulf Breeze plastic surgeon who was operating on his wife before she died back in November. That's Dr. Ben Brown. The state issuing an emergency order to revoke his medical license. State Surgeon General Joe Latipo saying that Brown presented a danger to the health, welfare, and safety of the public due to his inability or unwillingness to follow medical procedures. Brown's wife, Hillary, died November last year after she became unresponsive while he was performing several operations. Escambia County man now in custody in connection to a homicide from February. That's 28-year-old Alexander Deloche, who is charged with homicide. A second suspect, 27-year-old D'Angelo Cook Humphrey, at last check, remains on the loose. Escambia County EMS Chief David Torsell resigning. EMS has come under scrutiny in recent months, of course, with widespread reports of held calls. And in February, the union representing paramedics and EMTs voting no confidence over what they described as a toxic work culture. We'll take a break right there. Top three stories nationally and wacky stories and good news next.
Gulf Coast businesses are set to lose over $5 million this month. I'm Nathan with Data Revolution, and this is your cybersecurity tip of the month. It's the beginning of tax season, and scammers know the threat of an IRS audit gets people to pay. Know that the IRS will never initiate contact through email, and any email threatening an audit is just a scam. Businesses along the Gulf Coast trust Data Revolution for their cybersecurity and communications needs. Visit datarevs.com for more information.
Email from school. How about the incident today?
Scary.
Tell me about it. Did you have any idea that was going on?
None. I mean, you saw Derek at the game last night, too. Did you have a clue?
No. But you know, teachers like me, parents, we don't always know as much as you guys do. Kids hear first about what's going on with other kids.
Half the time, it's rumors.
It can be hard to tell sometimes. But if you have a concern about a friend who's having trouble with alcohol, prescription drugs, bullying, violence, anything, you need to tell an adult. Mom or me, a teacher, coach, school counselor, someone you know and trust.
Dad, no kid is gonna tell an adult about that kind of stuff.
I get it, but if we don't know, we can't help. Speaking up about a problem, that's what helping a friend is all about.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
OptUS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate, from managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help, from running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and their HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
News Radio 92.3 gets you live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I
love the harmony of that song.
Oh, it's great. It's great. Yes.
Especially when I get the live concert just right across the window here.
Oh, you heard that?
Yes. It was very difficult. As I said, the harmony was almost pitch perfect.
Almost.
Yeah.
Almost. Close only counts in horseshoes and hand grenades in Austin's hearing, apparently. Top three stories here as we wind down on hour number two. Before we send it off to Channel 3 News at 6 for their first 10-minute A-block, migrants from the Gaza Strip making their way across the ocean and landed at the Texas border with Mexico, where they're claiming asylum. The director of national intelligence, though, downplays a threat with that, though. She says the bigger threat coming from Hamas-inspiring homegrown terrorists. The group, though... crossed along with a large group of Central Americans and surrendered to Border Patrol near the town of Eagle Pass. Russia's war on Ukraine unlikely to end anytime soon, with Russia intensifying strikes on Ukraine's infrastructure to hamper Kyiv's ability to move arms and troops. And pro-Palestinian protesters who were arrested at UCLA yesterday have been released from jail, with the LA Public Defender's Office saying the protesters were booked and cited, but not charged with crimes. Look at our top three stories there. Looking here at our traffic and weather update, we'll start with Alan Strum.
This weekend's weather calls for a mix of sun and clouds with high temperatures mainly between 80 and 85 degrees. Maybe a little bit warmer for some of those inland areas. And overnight lows are going to be down in the 60s. Something to look out for overnight, a bit of patchy fog may develop. We could see that as we head toward the morning hours. And also the rain chance very, very low. If you're headed to the beach, there is a moderate risk of rip currents expected both Saturday and Sunday. I'm meteorologist Alan Strum with your first warning WEAR news weather forecast.
And just two streets giving us trouble at this time. Pine Forest Road, if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile or southbound coming from 9 Mile, we still got traffic both ways giving us some trouble there. And just a little bit on Blue Angel Parkway if you're traveling southbound towards Dog Track Road. Outside of that, there's not much that's going to hold you up.
Okay. As we look at some wackier stories making the rounds today, a new poll shows that the average person ain't got no time for the check engine light. The average American admits they ignore it for 4 months before addressing it. 20% put it off even longer, between 6 and 18 months. Austin, are you a habitual offender, or do you take care of it right away?
Well, I don't mean to jinx it, but my vehicle is very good when it comes to the engine light, almost never on.
All right.
But when it does, I try to be as quick in getting it fixed as possible. What about you? Last hour you said you bought a car with it on from a friend or something?
The last two cars that I've bought, one was from a dealer who I will not name. The second one was from personal friends. A much better deal and a much better car with the personal friends. But the check engine light was on in both scenarios. Now, as far as the car that I have now, it's the only light that's on. I believe it's a gas cap that's like just not screwed on quite right. So I think that's what, because, I'm buying the car, so I take it to a mechanic to, you know, have him looked at. He goes through all the codes or whatever. So he said, yeah, it's just a gas cap. I think that's what he said.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, man, cars stress me out so much because I know nothing about them. So when I say
right there with you.
So when he says gas cap, does he mean like the actual cap, like on your gas tank, or is that like something in the? I'm dead serious.
No. That's the thing. I'm laughing because I can't answer your question.
Okay.
That's what I think of.
I would assume so.
That
so,
wouldn't
like,
impact
that,
the.
That was my light. My
Hence
assumption at the time. Was, oh yeah, it's a gas cap. So when I'm thinking, oh, so it's just the cap that I screw on when I'm I'm pouring my gas. Well, right. Why would I care about that? Like, as far as like having any sort of mechanical problems, because I know that when I go get my gas, I get my gas, I screw the cap on tight, and me then too. It doesn't come off, and I'm like, all right, I'm good to go. Yep. So take that, car.
Take that, mechanical school.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, that's the thing. I don't
but
know anything about
if
it
you're
either.
Saying if there is some other gas cap that I am not familiar with that is somewhere in like the engine or whatever that I should get looked at, I would love to know.
Yeah, and honestly, after we read this next story, I'll look into it. People on social media are talking about the weirdest wedding gifts they've received. Some of our favorites include a hot dog toaster. Never heard of it, but it sounds pretty dope. A copy of Windows 95, which would be cool, except they were married in 2010.
That has to be like, these all have to be like gag gifts, right?
They sound
from
like
the best man or whatever that's like, hey, dude, guess what? Do you see the gift that I got you?
And a 2-foot-tall ceramic statue of a cobra. That ain't a gag gift. That's just, that's going on the mantle.
That's weird, man.
Other top entries were a ceramic lamp of the Virgin Mary, a gumball machine, and a regifted salad shooter that still had a note inside for the original recipient.
Listen, I guess like if you're going to a wedding for like a professional snake handler, yes, maybe that would be something that you would want to get them, but this is a list of the weirdest things that people have received. So no snake handler saying, oh man, that was just super weird to get that.
Huh.
So, okay. You know. I don't. What would possess somebody to get a couple that?
I don't know. I think for the most part that list of gifts is pretty cool. The only problem I had was the one that was regifted with the note still in it.
Oh, I wish I would have gotten a gumball machine.
Yeah, no, that's pretty awesome. I got one of those as a kid, and I miss it dearly. Okay, so I found this. It says, what concerns can a loose gas cap cause? Apparently a check engine light, a loose gas cap will not only let in dirt and grime, but it can also allow fuel vapors to escape. These vapors can trigger an error in the emission system, which would light up the check engine light. So all I right. guess they do mean your physical gas cap that you twist on.
Okay. Well,
you learn something new every day.
Okay. So it just triggers like what was it with what was it again like with the emissions?
The emissions, the like fuel
fuel vapors
can leave out
the
opening, causing a screw up in the emissions, which can trigger the jet or check engine light.
So what's the remedy for that? Just to get another standard gas cap and just hope that one works better?
Either that or just ignore it. I don't know. I mean,
I like option B on that.
Well, it says let in dirt and grime. It's like, how's dirt and grime? It's not like you're grabbing dirt and shoveling it
in
the gas hole.
That's the thing. It's like, I don't know.
Whatever. Some good news real quickly here before we go down any further down that pointless rabbit hole. A firefighter in Buffalo, New York named Anthony Pulvillo helped a puppy that got hit by a car last month. She didn't have a collar or any ID, but he got her to a vet and she'll be okay. And now it's gotten even better for her because she's got a forever home as Anthony has adopted her.
A pretty cool story from Tuesday's Diamondbacks Dodgers game. It was delayed over 2 hours. Because a swarm of bees, like an actual beehive, was noticed behind the protective netting behind home plate. So Matt Hilton was the groundskeeper that was tasked, and I assume he was an expert at this. Topps, the trading card company, announced that they signed him to a deal giving him his own trading card. It was available for 24 hours. And he also got to throw at the first pitch, and the Diamondbacks went on to win that day as well. So good job out of you, Matt, keeping lives safe there.